everyone here. What we do over the summer is we do some, and
Jesus has been teaching on the shores of the Sea of Galilee and is going to cross over towards the land of the Gadarenes. The reading is found on page 8 of the New Testament section of the Bibles. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed him. A windstorm arose on the sea, so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a dead calm. And they were amazed, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, thanks to Jeremy for reading that. We're going to kind of reenact that story. Now, if you're over here in this corner, well, to be honest, wherever you are, we're going to need a storm. Now, you've had, over the last kind of 48 hours, you've had lots of storms around. So if you're on this side of the church, you have a choice. You can either be the wind or you can be the waves. Okay? Now, this would have been kind of visual. It would have been something that you would have heard. And so I guess, can we just have some people kind of like, if you feel like being the wind, blow like the wind at the moment. Keep it going, keep going. Excellent. Now, if you feel like being a wave, I'm not sure how you can be a wave. You might want to put your hands up in the air, a bit like a Mexican wave. You might kind of like want to, I'm not sure how you're a wave. You be a wave, however you want to be a wave. Okay, so some of you being wind, some of you being waves. 3, 2, 1, go. Keep going, you're a great storm. Perfect, perfect. Okay, we'll come back to you in a moment. If you're over this side of the church, it's such a comparison. This side, complete chaos. This side over here, you're asleep. Now, some of you will naturally snore, and you'll have been told this by other people. Some of you might not naturally snore. Whether you're a natural snorer or not, can you embody a snore? Let's just try it now. 3, 2, 1. Excellent. Perfect. You got the idea. Super. So, I'll cue us when we get to that point when you need to snore. Okay. Now, can we start off with some big storm going on here? Big storm, remember whether you're being wavy or kind of, I'm going to be reading, okay? So you're going to need to do it. You won't get anything over the microphone, okay? So be wind or be waves. 3, 2, 1, go. A windstorm blew up on the sea so great that the boat was being swamped by the waves. Keep going. But Jesus was asleep. Keep going. They woke him. You can stop snoring now. They woke him by saying, "Lord, save us. We're perishing." And Jesus said to them, "Why are you afraid, you of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the seas. And there was a dead calm. They were amazed and they said, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" In a minute, Simon's going to come and talk to us a little bit about that story, but we're going to stand and sing again. Guys, do come up, and we're going to, however big.
This must have been a serious storm. Now, Jesus' followers get into a boat with him. This is nothing out of the ordinary. At least a third of his disciples were fishermen. And most of the rest of them I think possibly apart from Judas, most of the rest of them were from that region. They were from the Galilean region. They knew the weather conditions. They knew the area. They knew what they were getting into a boat, because the easiest way to commute across Galilee was by a boat. So they all get into a boat. And this storm comes out of nowhere. It whips up the water. It's frothing. The boat is listing forwards, backwards, side to side. There's water coming over the edge. And the oars and the sails are doing nothing against the tempest of this storm. And they are scared. In fact, they're shouting, "Lord, save us, we're going to die." I imagine real, real panic in their voices. Now, I don't know if you know, but Galilee is in almost like a bowl. There's hills all around this huge lake. And apparently, the wind comes over the hills down and just whips across the sea, and it builds up huge waves. There's nothing to break the waves up. And it's quite well known as somewhere that has big storms. But Jesus, he's asleep. And this group of hardened fishermen and people used to maybe being in a boat in this area were scared for their lives. And they wake Jesus up, and Jesus rebukes them. He tells them off for their lack of faith, for being scared and being afraid in this situation. I think I kind of identify them. From the sounds of it, I would be fairly afraid in this situation. But after he's rebuked them and told them off for their lack of faith, he rebukes the storm and it's completely calm. And it leaves them thinking, who is this? Who is this person? Well, we're going to think a little bit about who he is. And there's two things I want us to think about this morning. Jesus is Lord, and we don't need to be afraid. Now, 2 weeks ago, we had the story of how Jesus called the disciples. He called fishermen who were mending their nets by the sea, and they just dropped everything and followed him. He then goes on to call other people to follow him, to be his apprentices, to learn from him. He calls a tax collector, somebody who would have been seen as a traitor. He calls a religious zealot, somebody we might think of as a bit of a fundamentalist or even a terrorist. He calls somebody who would go on to betray him. And he calls other societal nobodies, really, to join his disciples. And then we get to Matthew chapter 5-7, and Jesus teaches. There's a very famous passage of scripture for those who might know it. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus is a teacher, we see. In the beginning of Matthew chapter 8, the beginning of the chapter we've been looking at and reenacting somewhat, Jesus heals people. And Jesus, not only is a teacher, he's also a healer. But we get towards the end of Matthew chapter 8, and the wind and the waves obey him. You see, Jesus is showing he's not just a good teacher or a great healer. Jesus is Lord. Elsewhere in Scripture, he's described as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The voice that calmed the storm is the voice that brought creation into being. It's the voice that spoke to the prophets in the Old Testament. It's the voice that spoke to Paul on the road to Damascus, or Saul as he was. And it's the voice in Revelation who says, "I am making all things new." Do we give Jesus the position of Lord and King in our lives, in every area? This is the Lord, the King, who left everything, went from the high position to the low position for us. It's the King who came from heaven and gave his life in death on a cross so that we might have a new life, so that we might have full life and eternal life. He's the King who left everything so that everything might be restored. Now, his disciples don't quite get this. This sort of thing always makes me feel better in the Bible, because sometimes I'm a little bit slow about getting things and understanding them. But sometimes the disciples are very slow at understanding and getting things. And if they were slow, it makes me feel better about being a bit slow to understand things. But you'll notice, Jesus doesn't tell them off for waking him up. He was clearly tired. There'd been a lot going on. That would have been my reaction. I'm apparently, not only do I snore apparently, but I'm quite grumpy when I wake up. I would have been like, why are you waking me up? But Jesus rebukes them for their lack of faith, for being afraid. Now, actually, although these people would have been in boats in Galilee quite often, Jewish people, as a general rule, were not great sailors and seafarers. In fact, in their culture, the sea or large bodies of water represented wild, untamed darkness, even evil. So when they are experiencing a huge storm on a large body of water, in their mind, the powers of evil are trying to overtake them. This is partly why they're scared for their lives. But across the whole Bible, the phrase, in some form or another, do not be afraid, is the most repeated command or refrain in the Bible. Potentially about some 365 times, it says, do not be afraid in the Bible. You see, there's a difference between weakness and fear. Often our fears come out of our weakness and our lack of control in situations. Jesus doesn't tell them off for being weak. Jesus doesn't tell them off for not being able to cope with the storm. He tells them off for being afraid. You see, Jesus is Lord, he is King. We can come to him with our weakness. We don't have to be afraid. And you know, I think they got this, because when it comes to Acts chapter 4, after Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension back to heaven, Peter and John, they get thrown in prison. They get beaten. They stand before a mock trial. And by the time they get back to the other Christians, they pray. But they don't pray for what we might think they pray. My first reaction would be to pray for protection. Keep me from harm. But his disciples pray for courage. They pray that they wouldn't have fear, that they would be bold in the situations they can't control. They know they are weak, but they trust Jesus is Lord. They know there's things they can't control, but they trust Jesus as Lord. They give him everything. But back in the boat, the storm is calm. And the disciples are left asking, what kind of man is this? What kind of person is this? That the wind and the waves obey him. And you know, I think that is a good question for us to keep asking ourselves. What kind of person is this? Whatever stage of faith we're at, whether we've started a journey of faith, whether we've started following Jesus, it's a good question to keep asking ourselves. Even if we've been a Christian for more years than we care to remember, keep asking ourselves, what kind of person is this? This was the Lord of all creation. Who is Jesus to you? In Psalm 46, it says, be still and know that I am God. We don't need to be afraid when we feel weak or when we feel out of control, because Jesus Christ is Lord.